Live from KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom Ekman. More police officers are on patrol in Oakland now with the launch of the police department's summer safety plan this weekend. The plan increases the number of days officers are on patrol and also extends officers' shifts. Wee Nguyen is the president of the Oakland Police Officers Union. He says the goal is to better respond to violent crime in the city.
Last couple of weeks, the number of homicides has increased, and that's something that we have always known, that once you get into the summer months, the weather pick up, get warmer, sideshow activity escalate, violent crime escalate.
The plan comes as the Oakland City Council is considering reducing the number of officers on staff due to budget constraints. A new law that goes into effect tomorrow will expand mental health care access to young people on Medi-Cal. Under the law, low-income teens aged 12 and up will now be able to seek mental health counseling without their parents' consent. Joy Alafia is the executive director of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, which lobbied for the legislation. She says it builds on a previous law that only extended that right to young people who have private health insurance.
This law is important because it eliminates disparities in mental health care access by economic class and enables all youth, again, regardless of income, to receive the support that they need.
Approximately half of all youth in California are on Medi-Cal, and that number is higher for youth of color. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.